So in today's Miami Herald, late this afternoon, there's an article that came out that says Democrats ask FBI for investigation into vaccine distribution. DeSantis of Florida pushes back. So Ron DeSantis, as we know, is the governor of Florida. And the idea is that he's going to be running for president in 2024. So there's a lot of scrutiny on what he does and how he's getting his campaign money at this stage and what he's doing to get it. So this article is shedding light on that fact that he's raising a lot of money and has raised a lot of money since December. And could this be one of the reasons why? So the article goes on to say, Florida's two top Democratic officials on Thursday called on the U.S. Justice Department to launch an investigation into Governor Ron DeSantis for what they say appears to be a pay-for-play scheme in which the governor directed vaccine doses to communities in the state's wealthiest zip codes in exchange for campaign contributions. Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried and Senate Democratic Leader Gary Farmer issued separate statements urging the U.S. Attorney and the FBI to look into whether the $3.9 million in contributions made to the governor's political committee since December alone were connected to favorable treatment for vaccine distribution. So that's why it's important. Of course, the governor blasted this report, saying it was just a hit job. But the community of Ocean Reef is rather small, and they send out a newsletter. So in the January 22nd publication, it touted the fact that over the course of the last 2 weeks, the medical center in Ocean Reef has vaccinated over 1,200 homeowners who qualify under the state of Florida governor's current order for those individuals who are 65 years of age or older. And about the same time, there were a lot of reports going around that the state data on vaccinations by zip code show that as low-income neighborhoods were getting hit harder by COVID-19, the wealthier neighborhoods were getting their shots in Florida at a faster rate. The article goes on to say that Baptist Health was among the hospitals that received vaccines in January to distribute to people over age 65 and high-risk patients. But by January 19, 3 days before the emailed newsletter was sent to Ocean Reef residents, Baptist Health announced that it was canceling all first-dose vaccination appointments it had booked for January 20th and later, and no new appointments would be taken. So what's interesting about that is the newsletter for the community goes out and says, hey, guys, good news here. We vaccinated 1,200 of our residents in this super rich, ritzy enclave of Ocean Reef. And at about the same time, Baptist Health Hospital is telling everybody else, we don't have any more vaccines. So the question that arises is, where is this place? Where is Ocean Reef? And let me show you where it is. So here's a picture of Florida, and you can see where the arrow is pointing. That's where it is, and here's a blow-up picture of that community. You can see they've got a nice airport there and not very big. There's not a lot around them. It's very, very clearly defined and there's streets, etc. You can see on the map. It's not a big community. And when you go out and actually try to see how many people live there, well, according to the 2010 census, there were 1,244 people that lived there. So when they sent that newsletter out saying, hey, great news, 1,200 residents got the vaccines. Woohoo! That's about 100%, if not plus, of the over 65 group that could live there. I mean, this is something worth looking into here, folks. You got to keep them accountable. Thanks for tuning in. Till next time.